We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Marloni, Fourier, and Mego hanging out. Lou's in Vegas for a couple more days. What, is he back on Tuesday after Memorial Day? I guess he's back.
He'll be back bets. Tuesday.
All his big bets.
Do you have any corn in my teeth?
No.
Do you have any corn in my teeth?
I'm not looking. Twitch.tv, follow
hey,
WEI. Yeah, turn to the... No, the camera's right there.
No, I'm right here.
Oh there you go. Minute. That's your camera.
No?
Okay. Twitch.tv, follow WEI. You can check out Fourier asking if he has something in his teeth.
Shouldn't have eaten teeth. I had some leftover corn from last night, and I'm like, couldn't stop eating it.
Do you eat every break? I think so.
I guess the first time he ate the show was just
right now.
No,
I ate before. I have to time out my meals like an animal in a zoo.
Yeah, Lord Hobo will be there tomorrow at the Seaport, 2 Dry Dock Avenue, I believe it is, right there on the Seaport.
And there's food there along with beer.
Lord Hobo, if you guys are listening, manager, barkeep, Christian needs food. Christian needs you to bring over food like every hour or so.
What, can you go through a whole show without eating?
Oh, absolutely. I never
really.
I hate eating in here. This studio is disgusting. I can't imagine
eating. I don't put my food on the desk.
I know, but you're bringing your food into, I mean, the people that work in here.
Mutt has watched me eat so many meals in here.
Yeah. Meg goes, well, you'd rush from TV. You'd come over from TV and wolf down some french fries or whatever. Like, I get it. I just.
I have to. I can't make it through a show without eating.
That's good.
I can't. I don't know how you guys. I don't know how you can do it.
Okay,
it's 4 hours.
Come hang out at Lord Hobo tomorrow.
Up?
Watch the animals eat tomorrow at Lord Hobo.
Yeah.
Watch.
I'm excited. They got, it's not just beer. They have a full cocktail menu.
Yeah, you heard cocktail bar.
Uh-oh. I'm going to get after it.
There'll be plenty of traffic leaving there tomorrow, so we might as well stick around.
Right, we don't want Megan to get the fat face because she's drinking beer again.
Come in at 5 o'clock.
Oh, moon face.
Are you going to hang out the question is for, I think that Tyler will probably hang out for a little bit afterwards. I know Mega will. I think Fourier is going to be taillights. I think 5:56. Running to his car, hitting the road.
Yeah.
Your family doesn't want to spend time with you either way. So why don't you spend...
You know, you're right.
Hang out. Say hello to tell the listeners you'll be there for an extra half hour to say hello.
I'll be there an extra 15 minutes to say hello.
There you go. Meanwhile, I want to get to Mike Freeman, who is criticizing Patriot fans, but we have some reaction to the Javon Kinlaw story. Javon Kinlaw and a 49ers blogger going back and forth, and people are taking the side of the player in this case. Price.
With you.
What does that mean?
Price in Providence. Go ahead, Price.
Hey, guys. I'm definitely taking the side of the player. Although, you know, admittedly, I haven't heard the whole story, and I've only heard what you guys have got on. But this guy's presenting himself as a journalist. He's not a journalist. I used to work in print journalism. I also worked for Ackerley Communications that owned the Supersonics. But anyway, what the player said on that call-in was exactly the summation of it, which was, you're a troll. That's what he was doing. The whole, I can sue you. I mean, what was I listening to my son's 12-year-old friend on the playground? My dad's going to sue you?
My dad's going to beat your dad up. You know, that's what it used to be.
I dare you to hit me. I'll sue.
My dad will beat. They don't do that anymore. Now it says, my dad's going to sue you.
Does that work that way?
I'm not making this up. Do you know what my friend told me his 6-year-old said? They live in Southie. When he came home from his first day of kindergarten in Southie, I'm going to cancel you.
Oh, man.
Really?
I feel like that's she's right.
First day?
Yeah. Wow.
Dad, you're canceled.
I feel like I'd be more scared of that comment than I'm going to sue you or my dad's going to beat you up.
Well, thankfully, as a nighttime radio host, they can sue me for what they want to sue me for. They're not going to get much. Sean in Maine
as
is a
father of 20 million kids.
That's
me
that too. 49ers fan. Sean in Maine, you're a 49ers fan. What's up with this guy?
Yeah, this guy's horrible. Grant Cohn. I follow everything that I can with the Niners. And I followed him for probably 6 or 8 months. got to the point it was just disgusting. And this was way before. I blocked him at the beginning of last year. Just a disgusting person. It's almost like he goes to the point of bullying. He did it, from what I remember, with Jimmy and stuff like that. Just a horrible human being. This kid that he's picking on, he's 24 years old maybe, the kid said he had a bad upbringing. But he is where he is, and he has this guy just trolling him and just picking on him from everything that I've read. Like I said, I blocked him a while ago.
But, well, yeah, it sounds like he's trolling a little bit. And there's a place for that. Certainly media, it's gone one of two ways, it feels like. Either they want you to be a super, 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 super fan, or when you troll a lot like that, you get big-time national media jobs. This seems personal to me. And then the millionaire part of it, I wish he hit me so I could be a millionaire. That's just, I think it's embarrassing to say out loud that thought went into your head as someone who's called a reporter of a team.
That disgusts me.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the recourse. Like, that's your last resort. Like, so you want to just a free pass to do whatever you want, cross every line you want with no ramifications whatsoever. Like, for a lot of people, and he talked about Javon Kinlaw's upbringing. You talk about how he was going back and forth between both his parents, and he was living, he was homeless, and he would have to walk to school, and he got into South Carolina, but he wasn't academically eligible. He had to go to a JC. The dude had a rough when he was young. Gets into the pros, and he has injury issues. Like, he's immature. He is immature. He's not ready for the NFL. He's just not psychologically ready for, like, the attacks on him.
Well, the smarmiest thing about that, I'm going to make I'm going to be a multimillionaire off of you.
I could have retired today.
The smarmiest part of that is that the implication is that he's so much smarter than Javon that Javon can't control himself. And I'm so smart that I baited him into this. Yeah. And now I'm going to take his money. And I'm taking it because I'm smarter than him.
Slimy.
I can outmaneuver him. And he's just a dumb athlete.
Yeah,
and by the way, he's not even talented. Like, that is the implication there.
Yeah.
And it's really freaking gross. Just on a human level. I just want to again put it out there. Most members of the media who are covering your teams, because they belong to you, you are the fans paying for the tickets, paying for the jerseys, supporting them. That's not how most of us view any
of
these
shots. I can't even think of anybody. I think there's some guys out there that make a bunch of crap up. You know, sources close to me say, really? Okay, fine. But, you know, okay. But I don't think there's anybody in this market that is as slimy as that dude. Like, that guy's just like...
I mean, the comp would be a guy like, nationally, Skip Bayless, who just trolls LeBron over and over again.
But
that's also trolling the most successful player in the league.
Hmm.
Not a 24-year-old who's trying to still find his place in the league.
He's just trying to establish himself, so go ahead.
That's a fair point.
Maybe a better comparison would be like a Jay Mariotti back in the day. Like, he was a troll writer. Like, everybody hated him, and it was blatant what he was trying to do, and it worked for him for a while until got caught up with him.
It works. I mean, it worked. I'm sure Grant Cohen, the guy we're talking about, and last thing I'll say about this, I'm sure he's thrilled about this. You guys mentioned off the air, he's got a YouTube page of 50,000 subscribers. He had 30,000 views on some of these videos. He's going to make, guess what? When you have that many views on a YouTube video, you make a bunch of money from that. And he's probably getting buzz. He'll probably do radio hits in San Francisco. And he'll probably get some big job off of this.
No, he will not.
I hope not.
I would not even close.
Want to bet? You're already down to lunch for me.
Oh, damn it. You know what? Off. Tomorrow, Lord Hobo, drinks on me.
Thanks, buddy. Meanwhile, Mike Freeman, who we all know, he's not a troll. He's a legit media member. He pisses off Patriot fans, but that's fine. He did a column in USA Today, not just the worst fan bases in football. He did the 10 worst fan bases in all of sports. Number one, Miami Heat. And watching in the series so far, I kind of agree. Like, they're fraudulent. They don't come back for halftime. They're not really cheering during the game. They leave early. Like, I get it. Like, Heat fan, except that woman that Fourier pointed out in the red sports bra thing she was wearing last night. Not
latex,
a big fan of.
Latex sports
latex,
bra.
Sorry. Dallas Cowboys, number two.
These are worst fans?
These are top two. He has
I'm loving that. Cowboys fans are the worst.
Well, you're as a Washington, Commanders fan.
Yeah,
you've been dealing with this fan base for a while, Mango. Yes. So you have personal experience.
I actually excuse the Cowboys fans who live in D.C., who grew up in D.C., because there's a reason they're Cowboys fans that is very legitimate, that I understand. It goes back to the history of Washington's franchise and gross stuff in the past. Mm. But all other Cowboys fans, gross. Get out of here. You're irrelevant.
Number three, the New England Patriots.
Yeah, that's right.
Freeman writes, and this is kind of trollish. Actually, I like...
this whole list is trollish.
I like Patriot fans, he says. They've watched the franchise go for one of the most putrid in all of sports, one of the best, unlike other fan bases like the Giants, who ignore the team when they lose and run like the Flash to get on the bandwagon when they win. Patriot fans stick with their team. Putting them here is more about my constitutional duty as an American to acknowledge just how much other fans despise Patriot fans. They may be the most hated fan base in sports. The Patriots fan basic philosophy is, we're great, suck it, and stick to Flategate up your blank. I respect this life philosophy, but can see how highly annoying it can be. See, so this is what he doesn't say is how persecuted Patriot fans have been. But whether
since when? Like your grandparents?
You mean how they feel?
No.
Your grandparents have been persecuted. Nobody in the last 25 years.
It's annoying, but Patriot fans have been persecuted by Roger Goodell and the NFL. Okay. Like the Flategate was a joke. The Tom Brady thing was a joke. Like you have a right to want to defend yourself a little bit. I think they do it over the line, and it's a little bit too much, but I think sometimes it's warranted. I think Pats fans have been, their team has been unfairly punished, criticized, and put on the microscope.
See, to me, I look at it as, so why would they be so high on this list as the worst fans? Okay, because the Patriots win so much, have won so much, and then I can understand the fans becoming insufferable because it's all about bragging rights.
Their receiving corps is a disaster.
That's what it is. So, like, if you're able to brag and boast, and even when it looks like you're down and out, and now you're going to suck. They don't. I mean, that's been, you know, the theme for 22 years. So I can easily understand how people get jealous. The Cowboys, I don't see the Cowboys. I don't get that one at all.
It's insufferable. They call themselves America's team.
Well, really, the Patriots are America's team.
Listen, I don't understand why people would say the Patriots fans are insufferable. That's crazy.
And I'll tell you what, right now, you give me a choice. I'll give you Hill, I'll give you old man Kelsey, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Pringle and Hardman.
Yes.
Or you can have the Patriots offensive weaponry when they don't have their heads dinged up. I would rather take the Patriot arsenal.
Okay, so now we can't even have the discussion anymore. Are you serious?
I would.
Fitzy, crazy. We love you.
Right, but,
yeah.
By the way, Freeman
doesn't delusional.
Stop. The trolling doesn't stop there. Number four. Boston Celtic fans. So out of the New England fan bases, Celtics and Patriots are 3-4 on this list. And number five, right behind it, Red Sox fans, which he makes, again, now not a surprise here. He goes to, I would say this is kind of a race.
Low-hanging fruit.
I'll take it easy on Red Sox fans since you're probably still grappling with desegregation.
So I thought
that was a low blow by Freeman.
Yeah,
but he includes Patriots, Celtics, and Red Sox fans all among the top five worst fan bases in all of sports.
See,
that according to Mike Freeman, USA Today.
This guy just hates Boston. Like Rob Parker, I can't get a steak butterfly when I go to a steakhouse in Boston. He doesn't like Boston.
Your friend Rob Parker.
My buddy.
My buddy.
Tell him to his face.
Where are Laker fans in this list?
Exactly.
Laker fans are insufferable.
Well, they haven't won enough.
Or even better, LeBron James fans, because they bounce team to team, and they're not team fans, they're individual fans.
Where's the hottest restaurant? That's my new spot.
Where's the hottest Duke club fans?
Is this all fans
this
or just
all
pro
sports?
I have the top five here. You're the rest of the list.
You know what I put number one?
I do. Number 10, it's the Eagles fans. Number 9, Notre Dame football fans.
Yes!
Horrible.
Yes!
That's horrible fans.
Yes!
I'm from a Notre Dame
Living in the 1980s are the Notre Dame fans.
I hate any person who will fly a Notre Dame flag in front of their house needs to be egged. The whole house needs to be egged.
Are you an Irish fan? Is Mego singing the song over there?
Yeah, my sister went to Notre Dame. We're a huge Notre Dame family.
My dad went to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Oh! Number 8, Texas.
No wonder you two both. No wonder there's a kindred spirit there.
Texas Longhorn football fans, number 8. Golden State Warriors fans, 7. 6 is St. Louis Cardinals. And it's the Red Sox, Celtics, Patriots, Cowboys.
So we brought this list because your fan base across the board is getting buried, but it's a fraudulent list. Did not include Duke or Laker fans?
Yeah.
As Mega was doing the Notre Dame fight song.
And how are the Golden State Warriors
/WEE.
Why are the Golden State Warriors so hated? Like, I mean,
because they had no fans until the dynasty started.
Until they were good.
What about the legit Oakland fans? There's some old school Oakland fans.
Raider fans
are
the best. Raider fans
should
be number one.
I like Raider fan.
Yeah.
Jim Rome loves Raider fan.
They should.
Loves. It's okay.
What are you going to say there?
We're both going to go roam back and forth.
No, I'm
you know what?
Do it.
Not today. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Maybe Memorial Day Friday, Mutt Rome might come out. Have some Memorial Day takes. for your barbecue tomorrow.
You want to get run or do you want to get racked?
You can check us out on Twitch at twitch.tv. Follow WEEI on Twitter at the very easy to say MFM on WEEI. Speaking of your Patriots, Bill Barnwell has some ideas about your offseason, and it's not been great. That's after a trending here on WEEI.
And you call the show, and you have a take, and you don't suck, or you get run.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.TV. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.TV to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Merlone, Fourier, and Mego. Mutt in for Louie, sunning and funning in Vegas. We'll be back next week.
Can a guy with that much hair get burnt?
Well, he's got a nice Italian very olive hairy. Oil-ish skin, too. So, no, I don't think it's sunburned.
I feel like his hair that's all over his body is like a built-in sunscreen.
No, unfortunately, I'm blessed like a lot of body hair, too.
When you
too.
Kids
work like
at the
that.
Beach now, you put those like UV shirts
yeah,
on.
Yeah, he's basically got like a natural one of those.
He's going to come back very tan sometime next week. We think the Celtics will be in the finals at that point. We'll get back to the Celtics later on this hour. But another Patriots story that popped up in the last day or so is from Bill Barnwell, ESPN. He covers all things NFL, and he ranked the off seasons for every team. He ranked your Patriots 22nd out of 32 as far as off seasons go. I think basically without even digging into it, they certainly belong in the bottom tier, right? Does anyone think here they had a good off season? I guess I should start with that question. Anyone think the Patriots had a good off season from free agency or draft, free agency, coaching moves, in and out, all of it? Anyone want to say out loud the Patriots had a good offseason?
Okay, see, this is where it gets tricky, okay? Because
it does?
the biggest
it's a yes or no.
Well, the answer is, well, if you think that
no.
year two is basically
oh, this is the be better guy.
The be better. No, they did.
Yes or no?
No, because I was just trying to thank you, Glenn. I was just trying to think of the first free agent name that popped into my head. It took me a second to figure out who did they sign that I recognized, and it was Devontae Parker from Miami. That was the only guy. I mean, there's others. And then you go into the draft picks, which is part of the offseason, and you go to Cole Strange, who everybody thought it was a little odd. But yeah, no, I mean, they're probably right where they belong.
So, Meg, you said no, I assume, on this?
I do not feel comfortable with this offseason. I'll put it that way.
Ryan, Tyler, anyone want to give the Patriots a good offseason?
I mean, they did bring in my new love of my life, and Terrence Mitchell.
Yeah, I'm like an encyclopedia now, so I got just a whole bunch of things.
Other than that, no, I don't feel great.
Tyler Devitt?
I can't even make the case. I can't even fake it. It's impossible.
Yeah, you can.
All right, so the last line of this is my favorite. So he does a very small paragraph on what went right. Talks about the spending spree last year. Patriots stayed quiet. They brought back tackle Trent Brown on a two-year deal.
Yeah.
Keeping a player who's been on a different level when playing for the Patriots versus the 49ers and Raiders. Made unsurprisingly reasonable moves with Jabril Peppers and Terrence Mitchell, who should each see specialized roles in the Patriots secondary. And how about this? This is Football Hardo 101. The Pats will also recoup third and sixth round compensatory picks for losing J.C. Jackson and Ted Karras in free agency. If the third positive for your team of what went right involves you getting back compensatory picks, which nobody outside of Evan Lazar, Greg Bedard, or Nick Fitzy-Stevens care about, then you had a bad offseason for your football team. Sorry.
Who needs a J.C. Jackson when you have those?
When you're a third-round compensatory. Which is really a fourth-round pick because you get at the end of the third round. So as Andy Hart correctly always points out, it's really a fourth-round pick.
So those compensatory picks are that. But wait, there's more. Yeah, you get compensatory picks. Oh, my God. Like, no, that's how thin it is. That's how weak it is as far as bragging rights. You don't have any. You don't have any. But if you take the approach that, hey, year two, they're all those other free agents that you signed last year are going to be better, then you're in a good spot.
Then he goes through what went wrong. Talked about losing star players, trying to rebuild a linebacker, didn't spend any money this year, drafted Cole Strange. Belichick deserves any benefit of the doubt when it comes to player evaluation, I guess. But it's difficult to believe the Chattanooga lineman wouldn't have been on the board in the second day. Speedy second rounder, Tyquan Thornton, focusing the draft for a second, expected to be a day three pick in most circles. The Patriots won't worry if those guys pan out, but there's a scenario in which they trade down, add another valuable pick, and still manage to land Strange and Thornton. This is the paragraph I think he absolutely nails, and even around here locally has not gotten enough conversation. What they could have done differently. And he makes a big pitch for keeping Shaq Mason. And what he points out is if you keep Shaq Mason, it allows you to not draft Cole Strange. You have Michael Onwenu, who you liked. He moves around as a different piece. And you could add an offensive line you feel comfortable with and would have been able to use that first-round pick on something else. This has not gotten enough conversation. Shaq Mason should still be here. I cannot make a case a month and a half after the fact as to why you trade a guard who is your highest-graded or second-highest-rated pro football-focused football player for a fifth-round pick to Tampa Bay to help out Tom Brady when this guy had 2 years left on his deal, performed at a high level, and forced you to go out of the comfort zone and take a guard in the first round. And this is the point, and maybe you guys have a better idea than I do. Why is no one giving Bill Moore crap for trading a player that was good and then forcing his hand to go back into the draft and taking a reach at that position in an important year at the draft? Replacing a hole you created. Thank you, Bill. You created the hole. You filled it in the draft. Why do they create that hole?
You don't think they've done that? I feel like everybody took their shots at it.
No,
it's like a pinata.
I don't think it's taken enough. No, the Shaq Mason move, I don't think has gotten enough conversation. Still.
Really? Huh, what do you
Why
think?
They trade him? Why they
do you think, do you like, think it's that it's no, got, hasn't gotten enough attention?
I thought that was the number one story coming out of the draft. Not just because he was
Shaq
the first.
Mason?
Yeah, because he was the first pick, but saying you took that, you moved up and you took that pick to fill the hole that you created by letting Shaq Mason walk. Some of the stuff about where they pick different players to, like, I agree with that. I would rather have Shaq Mason at this point than have to use a first-round pick to fill that hole that you created. But the other stuff about, oh, he was expected to be picked day three, you know, he was going to be a day four guy, that crap, like, I really could care less about. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not a draft expert. I call it silly season, all of that. But I do think that the value that is placed on these guys is human opinion based on, I understand, a lot of studying, a lot of in-person, you know, the combine, interviews, rumors from their college days and tons and tons of tape and everything. That is a very inexact science. So when people say, like, so-and-so would have been around day three or day four, so why did you take him on day one or day two? Like, I don't care. It's about the player, what you think of them as the GM and bringing them into your organization. But I will say, like, with that specific scenario, it's just you already had so many voids in your roster. You already were Swiss cheese to begin with, and then instead of keeping a proven and talented player, you ship him out and then create another one that you had to fill very early. So I that's a long-winded explanation, but that was my issue particularly with that.
I understand the draft part, and we spend way too much time on it for guys who aren't experts at all, but isn't there a value, Christian, to knowing where guys are going to get picked so that you don't have to take a guy earlier, and because that can allow you to take a better player. Like, and so instead of if they believe Cole Strange will be there on even round two, they can take a more valuable player at 29 versus taking him there. Like, Mego's right about
but
value.
Isn't valuable but reading, all relative reading the, though?
Yeah, I was going to say that's
to
not
your,
in,
to your situation.
At but, least
but
in
the rest of the league, though, it's sort of like,
but who cares?
They want more kicks at the can, and that gave them a fewer kick because they took a player earlier than they had.
And talking to people in that organization, when it comes to the draft stuff, that it's totally their own science, you know? They're not going to go by, and I'm not saying it's the right way to do it because we've seen it go in both directions over 20 years, but they do have their own way of, okay, this guy, sure, he's graded, you know, by PFF or whatever, like, for this and this and this, but that is not the system that they're going by. So it's all this subjective value without getting too abstract. That's why, like, when people say, well, you could have gotten a higher value for this guy or value for that guy. It's like, well, you know, it's a 22-year-old or a 20-year-old. And in some cases, I'm like, I'm not going to say like that that's such a stupid thing to do because we've seen it work out way too many times.
Well, see, I think the best line was that, the you know, after the draft when we had Fitzy on, he was like, I've never heard a team say we're a guard away. I've never actually heard anybody say, you know what, if we just had that guard, we'd be there. So they kind of take some wind, out of your sail because you're just, this doesn't do anything for me.
There are so many other needs too. Cornerback, they don't have a legit number. Like, again,
that's more the issue to me.
And the cornerback and wide receiver, they could have. There were some of those cornerbacks still there when they traded back. And then Thornton is a wide receiver nobody had heard of. Like there was a group of guys we all talked about for a month or two that we thought would be taken around that time. They all went, and we can judge Thornton against those guys, but they went completely off the board with that player. So the great part
that's
is
less an issue to me. I gotta say that like nobody's heard of thing.
Okay, but
so much of that in this day and age is like marketing. These guys have an agent. Like as soon as they declare and
they
all this crap,
school,
and then you go to the combine and you pick up garbage. So then you go viral for a video. But like all of that is silly.
He was a senior. Didn't get invited to the Senior Bowl.
Who?
They take everybody.
I asked the scout. I forgot who the guy was. Senior Bowl scout.
Jim Nagy?
Yeah.
Who runs the Senior Bowl?
I texted him about this because I did think it was interesting. You know, there was the way they hand out. He played in another one. It's either the East-West
Shrine
game. It's the
next tier down. Shrine game he played in, yeah.
Well, it's not. I played in the East-West Shrine game. Okay, and I said no to the Senior Bowl. The point is like.
You wouldn't now, would you?
If it's no. Well, now it's different now because, and it still is like the NFL. The coaches, I do think, have some influence on who goes and who doesn't go. Like, he picks the guys, you know, but I know for a fact that when, you know, getting invited to that Senior Bowl, there is some politicking that goes, hey, could you get my guy in? Or, okay, a big name guy. And then some of these guys are juniors, so they can't go anyways. So, but the point is that I don't look at it as like I did when we first kind of brought the subject up based on the other options that he had. And maybe he didn't want to, you know, be compared to other guys. And maybe he knew his agent said, listen, there's just as many at the East-West Shrine game that there are on the Senior Bowl. So that's what he did it.
So we're just, Tyler, go ahead, buddy.
So Christian mentioned, like, a team never says they're a guard away. Wouldn't you say the Cincinnati Bengals were a guard away because their interior offensive line got destroyed all season long, career-high sacks, record-setting for Joe Burrow. Aaron Donald killed them in the Super Bowl. If they were a Pro Bowl guard away, they might win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, you're nitpicking on this one.
And they already had the quarterback in the
Super Bowl.
I would say the Patriots were closer to a Jamar Chase away. So
yeah. Or T-Higgins or anybody.
But you get my point, though, right? I understand. They had a terrible offensive line. They had guys that were hurt all year. They not only did they fill those needs on the offensive line for the Cincinnati Bengals through free agency, but they did address it through the draft. So if they win a Super Bowl and the guard that they drafted ends up making the perfect block to, like, you know, win the game, then I'll say, you know what? They were a guard away.
Well, let's say, like, Shaq Mason goes down last year. I don't think Ramondre Stevenson or Damian Harris had the same season at all. They probably can't run the ball if you lose a left guard or right guard and you have no depth. So if you're going to save Shaq Mason's money by saving that $7 million by trading him, I know it's like a 3.15 dead cap. It's only saving $4 million. But it does give you a 4 or 5 year contract for a guy, a left guard you believe will be there for a while.
See, it's not left guard, right? I mean,
Shaq was the right guard.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Chase is going to. I mean, that's what Strange is going to play, right? He's going to fill right in at that right guard spot.
Oh, they love his versatility, but he can play both.
Not to change it too much, we're just getting in the weeds with guard positions at this point. I do want to say, don't you feel like he glossed over? He didn't even include one of the biggest concerns of this offseason, which is the coaching attrition.
Yeah, totally agree, yes.
I mean, to me, that's like, yeah, the personnel. But the personnel is so often questionable year to year when you're in these rebuilding modes. When you're trying to rebuild your personnel and simultaneously have so many changes on the coaching staff, like, he didn't even mention that.
You know, the other part is that there is this, you know, I think a lot of people look at the Jamie Collins, Kyle Van Noy, Dante Hightower, you know, other players, like the veterans that made such a big, that was such, like, you've known for so long. Those guys are gone. Replacing them are basically redshirt freshmen, NFL version. Yeah. Guys that are coming off knee injuries, guys that were drafted 2 years ago, guys that were on a practice squad that got a little bit of playing time after they were cleared to play. Not in the game. In practice, in like December, and coaches are expressing, you know, how good they showed up in practice in December, right? Like when the team was sucking, it couldn't win a game.
Yeah,
like went 1-3 to end the year and lost to Buffalo twice. So, when you throw that all in together, like I totally understand how people wanted like just kill him, and because guards don't rate.
So we're just over 100 days out. By the time we get back next Tuesday after the holiday, it'll be like 99 days till the NFL season. If you had to guess now, can't okay, wait. Well, we're counting down. If you had to guess now, I don't want to hold anybody to this. Does it feel like sort of a rebuild, bridgey type of Patriots season? Because that I think we'll be talking a lot about that. I don't think this is the year they make some major leap forward to be even a first-round playoff winner. I think that comes after one more year of Mac Jones, a resetting of the offense, and then they spend a crap ton of money next year. I think we're going through a second bridgey year in the last three with the Patriots. It's what it feels like 100 days out.
It feels like we're being set up for that. It is the final stage of the rebuild. But then again, I said the Celtics look like they were in a holding pattern, so hopefully I'll collect my L's.
Wow.
Fourier?
No, I don't think. I think you're too far gone. I think you cannot have two bridges. You can't have two bridges. You can only have one.
Cape Cod does.
Yeah, well, if you have two bridges, do you really have one?
Exactly. If you have two bridges, do you really have any?
Back-to-back bridges.
No, you can't have. You can't, right? That was a take explosion.
I just jumped out of my chair because there's a moth in the studio.
Oh, God. Look out. Wait. Oh, she's jumping away.
What are you doing?
It's just a moth.
What just happened?
Wait, don't come by me. I'm just gonna come over here.
Okay, if you want
a very deadly venomous moth.
Where is the moth?
You legit just got up. It's just a moth.
Oh my God. Hey,
Tyler, will you come save her?
No. Oh, actually, this is actually Ryan, entertaining.
Ryan.
There are layers.
You're the white knight, Ryan. No.
Apparently.
Hold on, let me see.
I'm not kidding.
Where is it? It's just a moth. Where?
Okay, twitch.tv/WEEI. Mego is freaking out in studio over. It's just a moth.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Such a foxhole guy.
I really is. What a gentleman here, right?
I got it.
This is the.
Oh, my God.
He's now chasing her with the cupped moth.
He didn't get it. He doesn't really have it. She ran out of the studio. Mego just ran out of the studio. It's just a little. You think moth's going to hurt you? They chew on clothing. They ruin sweaters, but they don't hurt people. Oh, it's right on your neck. Oh my God, run.
Let me do this real quick. Do we have any big
the highlights
man?
Ready on Twitch?
Be there in a minute.
All right,
listen.
Get ready, buddy.
Look at that. Twitch is too funny. It's on a delay.
I'm sweating.
Okay, I don't know
where it is.
It's from the energy drink you drank.
No, it's like I almost dropped an F-bomb on here because when I saw it, that is the one.
You look disheveled right now.
That's the one thing that really freaks me out.
She's okay. Like looking over. It's like a horror movie.
This is real quick before we go to break. And Christian's got something important to tell us. This is not good that everyone in this room now knows that moths are not.
No. Moths, just like bugs in
Wait
general.
Wait till somebody
bugs,
shows up
spiders?
At Lord Hobo tomorrow in a moth outfit.
Oh, no.
That's going to
be. No. Oh, my God.
I can't tell if she's putting on
I don't
a show.
Know if she's, I don't know if she's.
Are you serious right now?
What?
Tyler.
Tyler, you need to get in here and save her.
I'm not killing this moth. This is too good. What do you want to tell the people there, Fourier? Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, so nobody. What a bunch of wimps. What a bunch of chickens we are.
If it was a spider or a snake, I'd be concerned.
I would step on that spider for you.
I'd say she's treating this like a big deal.
Big deal, no big deal.
He's trying to set you up
Leonard
there.
Hair Transplant Associates. Thank you, fellas. Listen, losing your hair, it's kind of a big deal. At least it was for me. Treating it with Dr. Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, not a big deal. Call them now at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Well done. We will come back and more moth talk, moth attacks here, Maloney, Fourier, Mego. We got a moth update, Maloney, Fourier, Mego, WEEI. During the break, Phil's not watching an Instagram Live, and a good job by Tyler. What's the Instagram handle?
I believe it's Maloney Fourier Mego.
Okay. Maloney
it's
Fourier
not the same
Mego
as our Twitter handle.
On IG, go follow. Tyler went live during it because we went off the air. Our guy Zeke's going to have a lot of video to put together for tomorrow's show. Ryan Garvin came in.
Yeah.
Like an absolute gentleman.
Champion.
You know those scenes where like a guy will put like his coat over a puddle for a woman?
Yes.
The equivalent was Garvin came in. Yeah. He stomped out the poor moth.
Yeah.
Who I would not have killed. What did the moth do? Poor Mego, because she's got a problem with moths.
Why is it out in daylight?
This is my rule for bugs. If you're outside, you're fine. If you're disrupting my radio show, then yeah, you're going to get it.
Oh, you're in the Moth just minding its own business.
The best part is Moth did nothing. You probably bought it in. They're probably a Meggo's Fenway sweater. You probably bought it in.
Exactly. He's probably chewing away at the Fenway sign.
Moth would be on
a Sitco sign.
Is that a wool sweater you brought in on like totally, a hot summer day?
Real quick.
So brought it in.
If you're just tuning in, mid segment, Megan just jumps up and starts screaming because there was a moth.
We have the audio. We have the audio.
Oh, well, we might play that last call. That's a good idea by you, Mutt. And I walk in, the thing's on the ground. She screams, "No, it's a leaf!" And I stomped
and
it out
it
anyway.
Moved.
So it was a moth, right? It was a moth?
No, it was a moth.
Okay. So when I
it
came home.
Disgusting.
I came home for work a couple summers ago, and we have a lamp outside the door, and the moths obviously were outside there. I was opening the door, put my key in, no big deal. Moth came near my ear. I flicked it right in my ear.
Gross.
I was flipping out.
Did it get stuck?
I had to cut my ear to kill it and then eventually pull it out with tweezers.
See, that kind of grosses me out.
Disgusting. I flipped out because you can hear it fluttering. It's a And I woke my wife up. Like, I'm going to die. It's going to get to my brain. I melted down, but eventually did kill it. Like you hold it for a while, it dies, and you got to pull it out with tweezers.
Oh my God.
That was Megan.
Oh, you can text line, similar story.
Yeah,
Tyler,
text line, very similar story. Had a moth fly in my ear, and it was stuck for 4 hours alive. Had to go to the ER, have it extracted by a doctor. The moth was still alive and had been flapping its wings inside of my ear, trying to escape.
Yeah,
trying to live.
I'm going to cry and throw up at the same time.
Is this your biggest fear? Insects?
I don't know. I think I have like bigger existential fears, but in terms of like immediate fear, and moths really freak me out. Right, they really
more than
gross
spiders,
me out.
Snakes, like it's,
no, moth is at the top.
I've never seen someone freak out like that over a moth in my entire life.
Me neither.
I hate spiders. I do that for
have
spiders.
Have you ever looked at a moth up close?
It was
disgusting.
In my ear. I killed
I just
it.
Did. 2 minutes
they're,
ago.
They're beautiful.
They're harmless. Legit harmless. Spiders are evil. Snakes are evil, Christian.
Oh, yeah. That,
moths?
Snakes
was
and
it,
moths?
Was it harmless when it was in your ear fluttering?
He was probably scared but
just,
out
the
of
moth
his mind.
Was just trying to live for another 3 more hours, which is basically their life expectancy. It just got shortened because it was stuck in your ear. It's like, if I could just get 1 more hour of life.
They are too unpredictable. They fly with no direction. And they're disgusting.
So fear factor
like, you
is
know,
never going to be on your
Silence
wish list.
Of the Lambs, the scariest part of that is the moth in the throat to me. You know, like he
See,
goes
I was
going to
say when he cuts all the skins off and makes a suit.
No, not the part where he's making skin suits.
Yeah,
he's
killing, murdering everybody.
He leaves the moth in the throat and then you go into, what's his face?
Poor girls in the well, that's
Buffalo.
Not scary?
No.
Puts the lotion on the skin.
No, when you go into his house and there's just moths flying everywhere. Oh,
I have a feeling you were like
I don't even
stuck
like butterflies.
With...
I don't even like butterflies because they remind me of it. It's
that
gross.
That's ridiculous. This is pretty good to know.
Oh my God!
This is actually. I was gonna say this.
And
is
now we have a moment that lives forever.
This
radio.
Is like
Thank
you probably
Megan.
Never should have told us this.
I agree.
I didn't try to tell you
every time
I was confronted with it.
You threw your headphones down and sprinted off like
three
it was
times.
Like someone yelled fire in the studio. It's like,
now I would say like
Costanza running out of the building.
So if that's what you are with, what do you like? If you're driving and you see like a dead deer or a possum or something like that, look
that's
at how
scary.
See how quickly she relaxed.
Does
it gross you out?
Yeah, but it doesn't scare
me. Now what if you hit the deer?
Oh, that would be horrible. I would feel bad. I would feel
but
really
not
bad.
Freaked out.
No.
Sad.
I wouldn't be scared.
And then what if you got out of the car and the deer was still alive and then looked at you with his eyes?
I would feel
horrible. Okay, now you're going a whole different level. All right, but
That's not scary. That's just bad.
Tyler, you got something for us?
A fun fact about moths.
Yeah.
Humans swallow 8 moths a year in their sleep.
Not this human. Yeah,
there's a wise tale about spiders, too, right? That you eat a bunch of spiders in your life, which I probably believe. You're a mouth breather like I am and try to sleep at night. They probably crawl in there.
There's like this crazy show like this would never happen or scenes from the ER where this dude was like camping and some parasite burrowed into his skin and like had babies inside his skin. And they went to like, you know, the pimple popper and the lady literally pulled.
That's an
little,
urban legend.
No, this is true. I saw it. Like the bugs. They were like,
that's an urban legend.
No,
that's
this
been
is,
around
no,
forever.
This is not an urban
that's
legend.
That's gross.
They're like maggots. Maggots.
Maggot.
Maggots in your skin.
Can't
you feed the maggot to the moth?
Through Jerry. I don't know.
I don't. You don't like bugs, right?
Maggot.
Thank you, Jerry.
No, who likes bugs?
A lot of people like bugs, or they don't mind bug them. People. They're like, oh, it's nature.
Okay, we'll save the bug talk for a different.
I'm trying to figure out what is worse, like sharks in a pool or moths on a plane, or
like moths to a mango.
I gotta pick
snakes on a plane.
Snakes on a plane.
Which is an otter thing.
Snakes.
To be,
we're ranking things. Snakes. The scariest.
Sharks in a pool is really dumb.
It's a rational
also
fear.
Mice too, like I've seen a mouse I've seen a mouse in my house a couple times.
I'm like on high alert, like my adrenaline has not dropped.
I feel like we need to take a break. We okay, play some music.
Okay,
what would calm you down before
I think Celtics talk would calm Mego down.
There you go.
How about your Boston Celtics in the NBA Finals? Because that's where they're going. We will address it next year. Hour 4, Maloney, 4 a.m. Mego, WEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.